Hello, this is Al Cullen for National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything, just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 years old and older and registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you so much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
49.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote, you may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And will you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
And will you say that is much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more.
Thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Repeat those again. Absolutely.
Very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. First one says protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, border security, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, improving K-12 public school education, combating division and racism, protecting abortion rights, creating more jobs and raising wages, reducing crime, or making college more affordable and forgiving student debt.
Fighting inflation and making college more affordable and forgiving student debt.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Hakeem Jeffries.
35.
Thank you. About Democrats in Congress. about Donald Trump?
Two.
Thank you. About Tim Scott?
Five.
And next one is Republicans in Congress.
25.
Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
85.
Okay. Cornel West.
50.
And last one, Kamala Harris. Thank you so much. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
And is that a yes a lot or yes some?
Some.
Thank you. We're about 60%. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Now, has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. And what exactly have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
And there's, you know, recently increased spending to help humanitarian efforts over in the Gaza Strip.
In Gaza? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
A lot or some?
A lot.
And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Much more unfavorable or somewhat more unfavorable?
More unfavorable.
Thank you. And what exactly have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
You know, his recent indictments, 34 kind of documents, I mean, convictions. His recent convictions.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. First one, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, stagnant wages and raising costs, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, raising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, costs to the social safety net like Social Security, Donald Trump getting elected president again.
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and stagnant wages.
Okay. Thank you so much. We're almost done here. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue. First one, tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Do you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue?
Joe Biden.
And would that be Biden somewhat better or Biden much better?
Much better.
Thank you. Next one, it says rising crime and violence. Do you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue?
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. Next one, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Thank you. Next one, growing the U.S. economy.
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. We're almost done here. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Joe Biden, much better.
And last one, fixing the immigration system.
Joe Biden, somewhat better.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
It was fair.
Very fair or somewhat fair?
Very fair.
Thank you. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the war in politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, or other?
Facebook.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit and we're done with this. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
About 4-year bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, where you said nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
even the officers again?
Nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or not at all?
Hardly any.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you.